Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Another disgusting thing about the ADL, CBS News, Jerusalem Post, all these other publications that have really run up the flag, run up the message that I'm the top enemy to be dealt with, to be silenced, is that you have these organizations, these media outlets, these intelligence outlets, telling everyone they're the boss, they're the judge, they'll tell you what you can listen to, they'll tell you what's extreme and what isn't. And then now they're telling you, you don't call socialism socialism, or you're a racist, you want to murder Jews. You don't want the carbon treaty, you hate Jews. You're like, what's this? Why do you keep bringing Jews up? Don't you see? The accusers are the people that are invoking all of this so they get power and control. They create the crisis or add gasoline to it, and then they pose as the savior. The ADL wrote the Homeland Security documents that say veterans and gun owners and conservatives are the number one threat. Libertarians, Ron Paul, myself, and many others. America, Freedom to Fascism, that, by the way, we sell in the DVD shop at Infowars.com. Made by a Jew. Good friend of mine, Aaron Russo, a great guy. What, he isn't allowed to make a film about the IRS and the Federal Reserve? See, they don't want us coming together. They want us all fighting with each other. And I'm going to do some whole reports in the next few days, next few weeks. And I know Paul Watson's doing them the next few days. We're going to do exposés of all the Nazi leaders that it's turned out and Klan leaders that are feds. They're not infiltrating groups. They're starting them. They're running them. Hal Turner, all of them. And how? Who do they go after? Alex Jones. They go after me more than they go after Benjamin Netanyahu. You'd think if they're such big anti-Semites, so anti-Israel, they would be going after Benjamin Netanyahu. No, they go after Alex Jones. And we've caught a known Israeli operative on record. He admits he's funded by Israel, running around saying, I'm some Catholic commander. I'm not even Catholic. I'm not bashing Catholics. The Catholics are great people. See, I'm not in the division. They've got that crew going after me. I mean, I've got a major intelligence operation being run, and I still don't sink down to their level. I still take the high road, and I think Jews are intelligent, hardworking, smart, funny, neat people. The Jews I've known in my life, some of the people I work with, like Rob Jacobson, who's Jewish. Rob always makes the joke. He goes, why don't they attack me, all these Nazi groups? I'm Jewish. You know, I mean, that's the whole issue is, but we do criticize Israel. We've got Dr. Paul Craig Roberts coming on, who's not a hypocrite and tells the truth and breaks down what's happening. But we do it in a legitimate, real, effective way. And we don't just single Israel out as the only source of corruption on the planet. No, Iran's corrupt. And Pakistan's corrupt, and Japan's corrupt, and Germany's corrupt, and England's corrupt. Mexico's corrupt. What does history show you? Governments tend to get corrupt, and once they get corrupt, they get more and more corrupt. They devolve. They degenerate. I want less corruption. I want private property rights. I want to live in freedom. I'm sick of the ADL and Chris Matthews and all these people invoking race. I want to live in peace with people. You know, I'm forced to talk about the illegal alien invasion because it's part of the globalist stated plan to bankrupt the country, bankrupt the states, and break down the U.S. sovereignty for North American Union. I'm not against the people of Mexico, but we can't take 6 billion third world people that want to come here. Not with the socialist system we've got. If we had a free market, maybe. But you can't have a social welfare trough and then bring in 3 million new people a year. You can't do it. We're going bankrupt, which is what the big central banks want. Drive us all into debt that we owe to them. It's all fiat they make up. I'm going to talk more about this in about 30 minutes before Dr. Paul Craig Roberts leaves us. Gold's gone up to 1,150 today. So much other news here. A very important broadcast. Catherine Austin Finch used to head up HUD coming on. George Humphrey in studio as well. Power Pack, PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is our guest until the bottom of the hour. Then I'm going to continue getting into the economy, a bunch of other news I haven't even covered yet. And we're also going to get back, of course, into all these hit pieces where they're openly saying I'm going to cause a violent revolution and I'm dangerous when we're not even calling for a violent revolution. So it's pretty spooky. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is the John M. Olin Fellow at the Institute for Political Economy, Senior Research Fellow at the Hoover Institution, Stanford University, and Research Fellow at the Independent Institute, a former editor and columnist for the Wall Street Journal, and a columnist for Business Week and Scripps Howard News Service. He is a nationally syndicated columnist for Creators Syndicate in Los Angeles and a columnist for Investors Business Daily. And in 92, he received the Warren Brooks Award for Excellence in Journalism. In 93, the Forbes Media Guide ranked him one of the top 7 journalists in the world. He was a distinguished fellow at the Cato Institute. And, of course, he also served as Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for Economic Policy under Ronald Reagan. The Treasury Department, he's known as the father of Reaganomics and the Economic Recovery Tax Act of 1981. And he was awarded the Treasury Department's Meritorious Service Award for his outstanding contributions to the formulation of United States economic policy. And it just goes on and on. He served the congressional staff in the late 70s with Kemp Rothbill and played a leading role in developing bipartisan support for supply-side economic policy. And we've just got him for 2 segments here today. We're very honored to have him. And I just wanted to get into the drumbeat getting much faster and much louder to abandon the dollar. IMF head says global currency change needed, presses to move to the yen, as the world reserve currency. That's out of Reuters. We've got open announcements of this happening, but Bernanke says he's not too worried about it. What will it mean if they continue to devalue the dollar? It's at a 15-month low right now. Gold went up to $1,150 an ounce today. In futures, it's trading even higher with no end in sight. And now the mainstream media admits gold is going up because the dollar is being devalued, amongst other things. So top economist and journalist, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, good to have you here.
Okay, Alex, good to be with you.
Okay, break it down for us, what we're facing, and you know, talk to me like I'm a six-year-old, seven-year-old. Break down, I mean, it's one thing to talk about this three, 4 years ago with you coming. Now to see it actually unfolding, it's amazing.
Yes, it is, isn't it? I think what made the whole world realize that the dollar was in its death throes is that both the budget deficit and the trade deficit are so large they cannot be closed by conventional means. And since there's no possibility of closing the budget or trade deficit, the rest of the world sees that to continue to rely on the dollar as reserve currency, which means, of course, it has to be a store of value. If it's not a store of value, you don't want, in your country, running a central bank, you don't want your reserves of your nation stored in something that's not a store of value. And since the dollar is losing value, and since the rest of the world doesn't see any way to stop it from losing value because the trade deficit is now so wide, the budget deficit is so wide, they're all looking for an alternative before the collapse, because otherwise all of the international payment mechanism would be at risk. How would they settle their accounts to one another when the dollar goes belly up? So everyone is talking about it. They're trying to get attention. They're trying to figure out what to do. And I don't know what the solution will be. It may be that there won't be a reserve currency, that countries with strong currencies will settle with each other in their own currencies. It may take some time for a new system to arise. John Maynard Keynes, at the end of World War II, he had a proposal which did not require a reserve currency. If you ran a surplus, you had to take offsetting actions to get rid of it. If you ran a deficit, you had to take offsetting actions. Otherwise, you were subject to fines. I don't know whether they'll bring something like that into play or not. But the dollar is certainly losing its value despite the fact that most other countries are intervening to support the dollar because they don't want their currency to rise so much. The Swiss go in and buy a dollar. The Chinese buy a dollar. The Japanese buy a dollar. All of these countries are supporting the dollar by spending their own currencies to buy it, and it's still falling. So this tells you that it's a bad situation for the dollar. Now, one other thing, Alex. Here, in the short run, the dollar could go back up because the low interest rate in the United States means that the dollar is being used for the carry trade, like the Japanese yen was the last few years. You can borrow in the United States at such low rates, and then you take that money and you invest it in a higher-yielding foreign asset. And so they're getting another bubble going. When that bubble bursts, everybody has unwind the carry trade, which means they have to demand dollars to pay back the dollar loans. So we could have a blip up in the dollar when the current stock market bubble bursts, and they have to unwind the carry trade. But the downward trend is in place. There's really nothing to reverse it. If you think about it, the deficit this year is four times larger than last year. The deficit for fiscal year 2010 is also supposed to be four times larger than 2008. These are massive sums that have to be financed, and the budget deficit greatly exceeds the trade surpluses of our so-called trading partners. So even if they recycle all the dollars they earn from their trade surpluses, it still doesn't cover our budget deficit. And so the likelihood is that they'll have to print money or print more money, which will tend to send the dollar yet lower. So there you have a very disturbing picture that doesn't seem to have any long-term solution.
And that's my next question. Again, just in layman's terms, there is a method to the madness. I mean, I know for you, an economist who used to run the Treasury Department, it's hard to reconcile people this destructive. But it's even come out that Goldman Sachs was telling people buy housing when they were actually secretly betting against it, and that they were doing this to destroy their competition and make giant profits. So for this inner group, they're making record profits and consolidating the economy. Main Street is dying. Real inflation is in check to some point. I want to ask you how long that will last. But real unemployment, most of the indexes show is above 20, not 10, like they're saying. And so how long can this delusional statement of jobless recovery continue as the real economy dies and as the bankers, the inner group, roll around in buckets of gold and palaces of wealth? I mean, they obviously know what they're doing because they're making all the big profits out of this. And meanwhile, I have stacks of mainstream news where suddenly mainline armies is being deployed in the streets of America. That's coming up later. I mean, the picture I'm trying to paint here is what I see. It's so diabolical. Or are you just saying they're so greedy and corrupt, they're just like pirates snatching goods out of the burning ship?
Yeah. I'm not even sure they're smart enough to know it's burning. I certainly agree with you that Goldman Sachs and the investment banks are putting their short-term profit above everything else. And they're ruining their own future. Because, once the dollar is not the reserve currency, a Wall Street investment bank doesn't have anything like the power or influence that it has had. So by focusing on their short-term profits, and it is a form of plunder and looting, because the profits are coming at the expense of other people. It's not a win-win trading situation. So the fact that they're so short-term in their outlook means they're contributing to the decline that we've been talking about, and so they're going to end up going down too. And they're also losing their credibility and the trust of financial institutions in other countries, which will make it harder and harder for them to function and do business. So I don't know if they actually have a plot or a plan. I think they're just grabbing. And they've been doing this since Clinton, when they started getting the regulations against high debt leverage repealed.
All right, Doctor, stay there. We're going to come back, and I've got a few other questions along this line because it's obviously so important. And I'm going to try to get a time frame from you on how you think this is going to break down.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Under Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Under Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Under Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Under Safes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com. That's GrafUnderSafes safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Dr. Roberts is going to be with us until about 40 after, so this segment is part of the next. Always informative to have him on. Dr. Roberts, I want to get back into the dollar and gold and where you see all this going. Because you said on the show 3 years ago that within 5 years of this continued, we could lose the dollar. And you said a year ago and 2 years it could happen. So I want to get your revised breakdown on that and then how this could unravel, what this means. The average person's saying, well, the average Joe's going, well, how does that hurt me having a weak dollar? But separately, Obama, I mean, you were such a critic of Bush because of his just outrageous attacks on the Bill of Rights and Constitution and tripling size of government and the rest of it, that at first you thought, well, we've got to repudiate Bush by supporting Obama. But then quickly you said, my gosh, this guy looks like he may be worse. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I read your columns every week. Give us your take on Barack Obama and where this guy's going.
Well, you know, Alex, nothing has changed. He hasn't repealed the police state measures. He hasn't, you know, he's escalated the war in Afghanistan. He started anew in Pakistan. The one good thing, possibly, is he's going to put some of those Guantanamo prisoners on trial in the United States. And this gives a chance for the lawyers for those prisoners to bring the real evidence out, which if they succeed and are permitted by the trial judges, could greatly embarrass the United States. And so you could say that this is, you could interpret it, I don't know how to interpret it, that Obama is trying to change things by putting a public trial out, and it may show that the Bush actions were really inexcusable and illegal. So you could look at that in a positive way, but I can't think of anything else about the administration that you could see in a positive way. He's certainly not ended wars, though he seems to be dragging his feet about further escalation in Afghanistan. Now, what everyone has to understand is the president really hasn't got much power anymore because the organized lobbies are more powerful than the government. The financial lobby, Goldman Sachs, I mean, they are the Treasury, the Federal Reserve. In other words, they are the government. You see what I'm saying? It's an independent private lobby that's controlling two of the most important parts of the government, the investment bankers control the Treasury and the Federal Reserve. And then you have another very powerful lobby, the military security lobby, and they control the Pentagon and the State Department. And they want war because it makes money for them. The security aspects, like all the police state measures, because they get more power, they're less accountable. And then, of course, we have AIPAC. Everyone knows the strength of the American-Israeli, what they call it, American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee. That is another extremely powerful lobby. And, of course, they want to keep American troops in the Middle East beating down opposition to Israeli territorial expansion. So if you look at those three lobbies and you're a mere president, what are you going to do? You can't. What can you do?
Well, I totally agree with you.
Everywhere. You're completely boxed in. And so unless you're extremely clever and can find some way to exposing them without them knowing that's what you're doing, I just don't think the president has any power.
Well, that's not going to happen because those three lobbies and several others, the big lawyer lobby as well, they put Obama in. And so he's going to continue and expand the wars. He's going to continue letting Goldman Sachs loot the nation. They're in control of the system. And he's one of their creatures. And I agree. He's a teleprompter reading front man just like Bush. He's just better at it and better looking than Bush. My whole issue is they bring him in, they build him up to mythic proportions. Now they're tearing him down. That way in 3 years to 7 years when he's gone, everybody blames it on Obama instead of blaming it on the real power structure. That's why I think Goldman Sachs is so arrogant and they've got Northcom in place. We're going to come back and talk about the police state some and more on the economy, where Dr. Paul Craig Roberts thinks this economy is headed. Not what he would do. Not what he hopes would happen, but with the current management and all the statements they've made of the policies that they've got in place and they're saying they're going to continue, what his best dead reckoning timeline is on the death of the dollar and what that will mean to you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. Here's an exciting announcement. From now until December 15th, all products that eFoods Direct provides are listed at 10% off the regular price. The holiday season is the time for peace, happiness, and security. What better way to ensure fearless hope for the future of our families than to have as much good food in our homes as possible? This year, in addition to the overall 10% savings, the holiday special is made up of the new prepared meals that taste great. It also comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate or as a gift. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Welcome back. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is our guest. Another economist, George Humphrey, in studio next hour. Catherine Austin Fitch, she worked at HUD. Second in command over there under George Herbert Walker-Bush. He's going to be joining us. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former editor at the Wall Street Journal, former number two man at the Treasury, father of Reaganomics, is our guest. I just want to throw this out there. Ladies and gentlemen, it's our job. It's our job to reach out and to educate people, because as this tyranny unfolds, if we don't speak out against it, if we don't educate people, if we don't expose this system, then we're going to be in a vacuum here and not be able to finally remove this corrupt structure. That's why I write the books and make the films and have the T-shirts. All of it is about getting the message out. So please visit the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com or call toll-free to get my new film, Fall of the Republic, or The Obama Deception, 888-253-3139. Going back to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Doc, tell folks about your latest book. You've got a new edition out on the tyranny of good intentions.
Yes, there's a new edition out and a new printing. And there's another book coming out, I think, within a month.
Oh, great.
How the Economy Was Lost. Explains the whole loss of the American economy, and Counterpunch is sponsoring this, and it'll be out, I think, within a month. I think it's already advertised on Amazon.
Sir, how important is it that we bear testament, bear witness to who's really done this? Because the establishment obviously controls the mainstream media, owns it lock, stock, and barrel.
Right.
The White House admits they're engaging in billions of dollars of fake news purchasing, propaganda being implanted in mainline TV fiction shows, not just news. How important is it that every American speak out?
It's very important because if enough people could catch on, possibly something could be done. But it's so hard to wake people up. And they get so many conflicting explanations. They have their own biases and prejudices. And that's why it makes it easy for the bad guys to prevail. So I think it's the sort of thing you try to do is very important. If people need to catch on in time, I mean, they may not be able to do anything now. But if they don't know what's going on, they certainly can't do anything. So knowing what's happening is the beginning. If you don't get that far, then you don't have any chance at all.
I want to finish up with the economy and, again, where you see it going with the current management, clearly not changing since Bush left, the same people under Clinton that got rid of the Glass-Steagall. But before we do that, you talk to a lot of other economists and other authors and other researchers and a lot of other high-powered mainstream people. Are they horrified by the fact that things are only intensifying under Obama? Are they upset about the dollar sliding towards its death? I mean, when you talk to those...
Now, most of them are in denial. They're in denial, and they don't understand the situation. Look, Alex, for all of this fiscal year that's just ended, the budget deficit was four times larger than 2008. So that's a massive fiscal stimulus in terms of conventional economic policy. In addition, we've had incredibly low interest rates. The Federal Reserve has created massive bank reserves, and yet it's had no effect on lifting the economy. None. The unemployment rate rises, and as you've already made the point, it's measured. If you measure it the way it was measured when I was in the Treasury, it's over 20%. And so this massive conventional stimulus, both on monetary policy and fiscal policy, both of them, the strongest probably we've ever had in our history, they've had no effect whatsoever in lifting the economy. Houses are still going into foreclosure. People are defaulting. The real estate, the commercial real estate thing is beginning to hit. The dollar keeps sinking against every currency. You know, we even talked about this. It sinks against the Brazilian currency, against the Botswana currency. Wherever you look, there's this sign of decline, policy, the conventional policy they use, fiscal stimulus, monetary expansion. It has no effect. And yet they're all in denial. They all think, oh, well, it'll all be different soon, that they even say we have a recovery. Look, in any recession, you always have an up quarter because when the recession first hits, everybody stops producing because they don't know how bad it's going to be. So inventories get depleted. So then you have to produce something for an inventory, and you get an uplift, and that's all we've had. There's going to be another leg down. See, that's when they'll get worried. When the double dip arrives, then all the mainstream conventional people in denial will start wondering, hey, what's going on? And until that happens, they simply don't have a clue. Paul Krugman hasn't got a clue. Bernanke hasn't got a clue. They just don't. What's happening is so different from what they've experienced in the past.
And you called all of this years ago, so, and I understand you like to be, you know, precise about things, but in your gut, when you're sitting around having dinner with your wife or family and thinking about your own future, thinking about your children and grandchildren's future, what does Dr. Paul Craig Roberts think that this country and this world's going to look like 12 months from now?
I don't know whether it'll be 12 months or 24 or 30. But when the dollar goes, we're not going to be able to pay for our imports. If you can't pay for your imports, see, we're two-thirds dependent on energy imports. So you have a lot of transportation disruptions and disruptions of food delivery to grocery stores. And you don't know when there's any gasoline and when there isn't. And probably they'll have to kind of reserve the gasoline for the police forces. So, and when you go to Walmart, all the so-called cheap goods will be very expensive. So when it finally happens, it's going to be very bad. Now, it's entirely possible the rest of the world will prop this up longer. They may say, oh, we can't let this happen. The Americans have nuclear weapons. They're unstable. We've got to prop it up. And so they may prop it. It may go on for 5 or 6 years. But it's something that they can't prop up forever. Even foreign countries, you know, the Chinese may say, let's keep buying their debt. Let's keep it going until we can figure out what to do. So it could last even after it collapses, just because the rest of the world is too uncertain about what happens if we have to pay the consequences of our moronic policy.
Well, Doctor, you are the economist, and again, listed as one of the top economists in the world, but just as a layman, it looks to me on Main Street like the collapse really happened last year, and they've just covered it up with the stimulus to a certain extent, but with unemployment over 20% in the real indexes with every economist we have on. I mean, if this isn't the collapse, I'm going to hate to see this collapse you're saying could come in a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years.
This is not the collapse. When the collapse comes, it's going to be much worse than anything.
So you're talking about, I mean, that sounds road warrior-ish. Food shortages, water shortages, gas shortages, fuel shortages. And then that's my final point and question. I drove to our East Texas family farm to do some deer hunting with my children this weekend, and I literally, no exaggeration, driving 2.5-3 hours, probably saw 45 police cars. I would drive there 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago in college or high school, I might have seen three. I mean, it was so many police cars pulling people over. So much, and half the billboards on the roads I drove on, half of them were government. Tattle on your neighbor, tattle for child abuse, tattle for guns.
Right.
So I'm already living in a once free great nation. The last vestiges are being removed, and it's being replaced with science fiction tyranny.
That's right. Well, Alex, at my gun club, when I go to the gun club, the police are there in force every day. They get to use it. They got automatic weapons. It sounds like a war going on. There'll be 25, 35, 40 police officers there spewing out lead faster. It's unbelievable. And I said, what are you doing? You're practicing for some kind of competition? And they said, no, we're practicing. I want to be sure my guys can win the shootout. And I said, shootout? And this was a very rich county. It's no crime, nothing. I said, shoot out. With who? And he just looked at me.
Yeah, it's the shootouts with you.
I think that's what they're practicing for.
No, I have the documents, sir, as you know. I mean, they are gearing up for all-out war. And don't they know they're working for a bunch of Bernard Madoffs that this doesn't have
to? No, they've just... They're getting unaccountable power. And, you know, the police have always had a large contingent of bullies in them. And they're just getting unaccountable power, and they're going to enjoy using it.
Well, that was my final question. As it implodes, as we go into this long, dark night, slow, incremental depression, and as you're saying, the establishment's on the same course, so it's a foregone conclusion, don't the police know that as they're CPSing everybody's kids and tasering and SWAT teaming and taxing and arresting people when they're not going to have insurance or even money, you know, to pay the tickets and the jails are full? Don't the cops know that desperate people do desperate things and that it's almost a self-fulfilling prophecy? They're going to get their war, and it's not going to be three crackheads they're fighting?
They're going to have to learn that. No, I don't think they realize that. Look, what the future may look like is a high unemployment and high inflation. So it would be very threatening to the general population. They'd be out of jobs, but prices would be rising. And this is a situation that they can't survive in. It's not like the Depression when you're out of work but prices are falling.
Is that called hyperstagflation? Is that hyperstagflation?
It's hyperinflationary depression. That's the real danger. I'm not absolutely certain it'll happen, but I'm certain that is the real danger. And they're not thinking about it. They're not saying, how can we be sure this doesn't happen? It's not even on the radar screen.
Well, the people I know in the country who have been lower middle class are now on the verge of all going bankrupt. Everybody I know in the country around Austin and East Texas, and I'm in touch with a lot of rural people, and they say, yeah, we go to small towns, 1 mile over the speed limit. They pull us over, give us tickets, want to search us. I mean, I was out in the middle of nowhere. Our ranch is in the middle of nowhere, and I saw police every time I drove to the store 18 miles away. I mean, it's just total infestation, and I guess cancer doesn't know it's cancer, does it, Doc?
I guess not, Alex.
My God. So how do you see it all ending? Just in complete civil war, or maybe just like Mexico, a bunch of poor people under jackboots?
I can't probably like Mexico. But, you know, the joker is we have all these nuclear weapons. So we don't know whether the rest of the world will say, hey, let's keep them going until we can figure out what to do about them or get them under control.
But Russia had nukes, and people let it implode.
Yeah, because that was the way we were taking it over. And, of course, Putin stopped that. But, I think that we are far more dangerous than the Russians because they were imploding in part because they gave up their belief in communism and they lost that kind of dangerous aggressiveness. But, of course, we just play it every minute of every day in Afghanistan and Pakistan and Iraq and wherever else.
So the world knows this is a psycho, decadent, mad dog killing machine.
Right. I think that sums it up. I think that's the way we're perceived.
And I think the message with 9/11 is the establishment knows that anybody with a brain can tell that's an inside job. So it's a double-edged. For the general public, it's used to scare them to go along with the police state. But for the rest of the world, it's like, we'll blow these buildings up to launch wars against you. That's why Gary Hart wrote that letter to Ahmed Dinajid and said, look, we stage terror attacks. Look at the Gulf of Tonkin. Look at the Maine. You better sit down and shut up. I mean.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It does make you laugh because it's so nuts.
Well, but you know, I'm not laughing at you. I'm just.
No, I understand. I mean, it's just laughing at the craziness.
Mm-hmm. And the real craziness is that, you know, there's so many Americans that think themselves as the salt of the earth and good people, and they hurt us right now. They would really think we were completely insane and anti-American and we should be arrested and shot. And I guess you hear from those people from time to time, but they think themselves as just really decent people, and they're completely brainwashed. They have no clue. They have no idea what's happening.
Amazing. Well, Doctor, thank you for spending so much time with us, and I look forward to seeing you out in Florida when we come interview you. I may come in person or may just send the crew, but God bless you, and I really appreciate you spending so much time with us. Have a great weekend that's coming up.
Well, all the best to you, Alex. Wish you plenty of success.
Thank you, sir. You as well. Okay, I'm going to come back and get into some financial news, and then we've got George Humphrey in studio. It's just mind-blowing to watch this happening, to see the IMF, to see the World Bank, to see the Federal Reserve saying they want a weak dollar, to know they're killing the dollar. Our own criminal government is killing our own dollar. All we have left on the global, the UN states they want to deindustrialize us. They state they want to bankrupt us. Even Rush Limbaugh's telling the truth now and saying the government wants to bankrupt things to make us all dependent. Roberts is just a good guy, and he can't believe that they're doing all this by design. Well, look, they're making money at record levels. They're getting all this power. They're militarizing the police. They're putting troops on the streets by design. And this is all by design. But either way you slice it, any way you cut it, any way you look at it, any angle, this is muy grande bad. This is classical tyranny in a big, big way. Stay with us. We've got George Humphrey coming up and Catherine Austin Fitz. This is going to be really
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Each day, one in four Americans visits a fast food restaurant. 60% of all Americans are either overweight or obese. Fast food can bring fast lives to a screeching halt. Fast food is toxic food. One of the benefits of colon cleansing is to detoxify from fast food. Since 1985, thousands of Americans have chosen MetaCleanse, the original colon cleanse. MetaCleanse is a high-fiber colon cleansing product made from a carefully balanced combination of pure and natural ingredients, ground flaxseed, whole psyllium husks, and food-grade bentonite clay. MetaCleanse is safe and gentle enough to be used daily. Learn more at MetaCleanse.com or call us with your colon cleansing questions at 1-800-317-9547. Detoxify from fast food, pesticides, and heavy metals with MetaCleanse. A one-month supply is only $23.95 plus shipping and handling and comes with a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Order now at MetaCleanse.com or call toll-free 1-800-317-9547. MetaCleanse for radiant health.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Front porch sitting in an old rocking chair. The sun is hot in the Texas sky. Garden growing, clothes out on the line. A dusty road when a car goes by. storytelling.
All right. This is Ted Anderson. I'm standing in for Alex Jones. Well-deserved vacation day before Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to all. Today is 11:25. We are looking at Thanksgiving tomorrow. In case you're wondering, this is now live, although Alex is in rebroadcast right now playing you the best of his programming. Asked me personally today to come on air because gold is just shooting up like a rocket. So I pulled together some of the latest headlines. He wants the economic news to be told or to get out there. This is from Reuters. It just says gold hits record on dollar. Talk of India buying. Next one here, I'm looking at MarketWatch. It says gold hits high on India talk, weaker dollar. Next one, CNN Money. Dump the dollar, buy gold. I mean, these headlines are just amazing. Here's another one for you right here. This is another CNN Money. Gold hits record high on talk of India buying. Here's another one right here. This one is just off of, let's see here, gold hits record high. It's Google News, I guess. Gold hits record high beyond $1,180 per ounce. Right now, India is negotiating buying the rest of that gold that the IMF was considering selling. Remember, it was 403 metric tons of gold that they wanted to sell into the marketplace. India stepped up and bought 200 of those metric tons here just a short time ago. About 3 weeks ago. Well, that leaves a little bit of that gold left. Now India's talking about buying up the rest of it. This is just one nation on this world that's deciding to buy up the gold that the IMF has been selling. And the market just goes nuts. I mean, right now we're looking at gold up over $1,180 an ounce. Today, already the high has been up as high as $1,188. I mean, obviously, we're looking at $1,200 an ounce gold. I know the Aiden sisters were talking about that, Bloomberg. I mean, you have a whole long line of analysts, people that are considered to be experts in the marketplace. Bloomberg, typically, not a gold bug, at all. But they have been talking about gold going up for the last couple of years, and they've been right on target. Bob Chapman, international forecaster, another very strong bullish recommendation for gold. I received here today, and I'm going to have to go through it, probably going to have to let the break go and then finish it, Congressman Ron Paul's Campaign for Liberty letter, and there's a paragraph in there that I would like to read to you just real quick, and please bear with me. It just says, the Federal Reserve has created our problem, yet it manages to gain even more power, socialism of the entire financial system. The whole bailout process this past couple of years has been characterized by no oversight, no limits, no concerns, no understanding, and worst of all, no common sense. I mean, that just sums it up. And I always have to take my hat off to Ron Paul. I mean, you hear some of the other congressmen up there in Congress talking about the Fed and how it should have this transparency bill passed, but nobody leads the fight like Congressman Ron Paul does. We're going to touch a little bit more on the economic news on the other side of this break. Please bear with us for 1 minute. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.